There are a number of ways we can match two curves together, and here we examine two such methods. In our implementation, when the points don't match, the best option the user has is to use a discrete dynamic programming curve matching algorithm, even if it takes a bit longer. We prefer not to use it because it is harder for the user to know how exactly their curves were matched. Unless, of course, we play the animation and examine the timing. As can be seen, this gives us a fairly good match of our desired timing. The orange ball now represents the current timing, using the correlation points as the timing method, and the gray-blue ball represents the timing using the discrete